This is Back to Reality.
Hey, it's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Roundtable from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be here at your service presenting what is the center of all the questions which are very much at a stake and very much crucial and controversial. So with me, I have two very dear guests today, Sister Masuma and Sister Hadise, whom I would, first of all, I say salam to both of you. And then I would want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Masuma. I'm studying English literature.
Okay, thank you. What about you, Sister Hadise?
Salam alaikum, everyone. I am Hadise Zahra. I've studied psychology and now I'm going to study business administration. I am 23 years old.
Okay, so we would have a lot of good points to be shared in here from the one who knows business and psychology and the one who knows literature. Well, previously on Back to Reality, we opened the Pandora's box of the concept of belonging in the digital zone and era that we're living in. And then we said there are many details that need to be discovered. Well, what we touched upon was the idea of, okay, sometimes some people are more prone into and more attracted to digital belonging or a connection, and some others, no, prefer face-to-face and in-person sort of relationships. And then we got into the role of parents, how much they're accountable for creating the type of atmosphere that would engage the children in the family gatherings or making friends outside the house and stuff like that. But right now, let us see the other aspect of this sense of belonging that nowadays is more created through the digital platforms and in social media. So my question would go like this, that have you ever felt lonely even when you were in a crowded room? This is just the trigger to start our discussion.
Yes, I have. It happens, especially
when... A lot. If you're asking me, I would say a lot.
Yeah, it happens. A lot, I wouldn't say a lot, because if I would know that I'm going to be, for example, in a group meeting where I'll be left out, or I don't have a connection in there, or I don't understand them, or feel lonely, as you mentioned, I will avoid it. I will not go.
Yeah. As because, an introvert person, I would say that most of the gatherings are the type of gatherings that I would feel lonely at, because I prefer my own bubble.
I understand you. Because I can see that back then I liked group meetings. For example, I'd like to call, for example, six of my friends, but now I'd rather just meet one of them.
But honestly, I feel like I do relate to Masume, because if I know that I'm going to feel lonely in a gathering, I am not going to attend that gathering. But if you're talking about it socially, like attending social events.
Also, you've never been forced into any gathering.
I think I've been, to
be
honest.
Most of the family gatherings, like relative gatherings, are the type that are forced.
Yeah, exactly. But I think there's a very nice saying I found from Carl Jung, the psychologist. He says, loneliness does not come from having no people around, but from being unable to communicate the things that seem important. So there are things that could be important for you, but you cannot discuss it with people around you. And I feel there's been a lot of times that I felt that way, but I personally think that feeling is very uncomfortable for me, very, very uncomfortable, that I try to leave that situation as soon as possible. Because if we look at it deeply, it really triggers you to be around people who are talking, who are socializing, but you cannot really connect with them.
So now let's compare the physical condition, like, again, coming back to that discussion that we had, the neighbors that you see in face, in person, and the neighbors that you have on your social media and on different platforms. Again, in here, Which of these would make you feel better? Like the type of loneliness that you get in digital zone, you will feel more protected and more safe? Or no, the type of loneliness that you feel when you are in a crowded room?
Both of them are bad. Why am I even facing any of them? I'm gonna, as I mentioned earlier, if I know I'm gonna be lonely in a place, I will try my best not to attend. And even if I have to, as we already mentioned, because sometimes we should, I'll just pretend to be busy.
Yeah. Since you see it around yourself, probably among your friends and some other people, I personally see it this way, that people are more attracted to digital connections. Why? Because they feel safe there, even safer than what we have when they're interacting with people outside the digital zone.
Yeah.
So I was just talking about loneliness in social media. The type of loneliness that you have probably in social media is a sweet type of loneliness, because you are not, there are not many eyes watching at you, or there are not many eyes looking at you, or they're not gazing at you. So there is no such a pressure that you feel once you are in a crowded hall.
Yes, I kind of agree with that, because no one points out. For example, if you're in a real gathering, they're going to, for example, point you out sometimes,
exactly.
You know? And you're always scared that what if someone would, you know, go silent and be like, oh, Masuma, you're not speaking. And then you'll be like, okay, I have nothing to say to you.
Yeah.
But then, like, on digital platforms,
they're not asking you to face something.
Yeah.
You do not encounter things that you do not wish to be encountered.
You can be as passive as you want.
Exactly.
And you can leave whenever you want. But like in real gatherings, no, I have to sit.
And you can
this
be there
ends.
So secretively. Yes. So surreptitiously, you're just going everywhere, looking at everyone, but nobody notices you.
Yeah, you're the watch, but it's okay to be the
but
watch.
But I think that depends also on the gathering, you know. If it's like a gathering that, you know, people, it depends on the situation. If you know people and you're among them, you don't really feel that way. But if it's a gathering where they're strangers, sometimes you can find friends. You know, and I think it's not really related to even blood bonds, you know. Sometimes you could be with your relatives. I think those are the times sometimes teenagers do not really feel belonged. They feel like escaping
because
the situation.
Because there's the pressure that we were talking about. Like, there is a real pressure. Like, your aunt is going to ask you
questions
probably you're not interested in.
Yeah, exactly. Either the people are around them, they're this much elder, they don't really want to let them do what they want. Let's say if they want to play a game, they want to play, let's say if boys want to really, go out and, like, you know, have fun. Either they are afraid that elders would stop them, or if it's girls, they're going to laugh loud. Like, there's a personal experience, like me and my cousin, okay? Whenever we would go to relatives, like parties, gatherings, you know, on Eids, we had this experience that whenever we were going there, we would obviously be together and we were giving out like a lot of help and all. We are among them. We are helping them. But at the end of the day, obviously, because we both were teenagers, we would sit together, have fun, laugh. At the end of the day, everyone would be like, oh, stop laughing. It's too much. You know, you're girls, behave yourself.
Yeah.
Don't laugh loud. And that was a moment we both realized, okay, from now on, we're not going to really attend the gatherings. Because 24/7, you are
we
feeling...
We will have a group home. Probably another social media platform, and then there we would have this potential of laughing as much
exactly.
as
exactly. You just want to laugh. And then we stopped actually going to the family gatherings. So what me and my cousin would do, we stopped going to the family gatherings. We would be both sitting in a house together, go to the room alone and just watch, you know, funny videos, comedy, drama together and laugh together. And we stopped socializing with the family. And that was a pressure that if we go there, we're either going to be judged or we are going to be criticized that we need to stay silent and we need to be behaved. We need to be good girls. So I think this was a time that, we just slowly turn into introverted. Than extroverted.
So basically, as we said, human beings are socially wired to each other. This is something that has been approved, and we all know that. And now that we're having this chance of socializing with other friends from other nook and cranny of the world, it seems to be enhancing the human relationships. The digital platforms are helping us have more connections instead of limiting us only to our neighbors, to our co-workers or classmates. We right now could have friends from other parts of the world. But how do you look at the future? Because so far, just as Sister Hadisa mentioned, a personal experience, so now they got their own world on social media as well. Probably that one is going to be either very much unmasked or very much masked. But what about the future? Do you think that this is going to stay like this that we're seeing it right now? Or no, it's going to show that dangerous part of itself?
I think it's very hard to predict the future, so hard. The more we go on, the more we see everything is unpredictable. But I think that at some point we will learn that this digital friendship has some kind of boundaries. Like, mm-hmm. we need a kind of literacy to understand this, because even still to the day, this is kind of new to some of our fellows. It's new still.
Yeah.
So I think that we need to have a sort of literacy to it. We should know that it should not turn into an obsession. Mm-hmm. It should not turn into a 24/7 thing.
Yeah.
We should keep a balance of having real friends in real life as well. I'm not saying friends online are not real friends. Well, they could be.
Yeah.
I'm saying could be. But we got to be very careful.
Have you watched this animated movie, which was called Mary and Max? I don't know if you have watched it or not.
Marilyn Max, no.
Mary and Max. The whole idea was that there was a kid, technically a kid, who was writing letters to a guy from the other part of the world. And then they had this pen pal thing writing to one another. It was very beautiful. And I think it had something to reflect and mirror about the isolation of the modern people. They have many people around them. But since they're living in apartments, and since they are not trying to create connections in the physical world and the outer world that they are living in, instead they would rather text to someone from the other part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that other one from the other part of the world, if you are lucky enough, they would be real, showing you the reality of life, telling you things they really feel. But if you're not lucky, then the damages are going to appear.
And unfortunately, at some point, it's like a crime.
Yeah.
You're doing creepy stuff.
Exactly, yeah. So I guess this is the dangerous point at which, psychologically speaking, not all of us get the potential to show our true faces in the real world.
Yes.
Instead, what we do is that I would seek refuge into the digital zone, and in there I would create as much as faces as I would prefer to have.
That's true.
This is going to be very dangerous.
But honestly, I just had a point. It just popped in my mind, is that most of times, if you notice, when we are in gatherings, going back to the question, if you have felt lonely in a gathering, in a crowded room, if you notice, sometimes, if looking at Islamic perspective, if that crowd is out of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has happened to me personally that, let's say, if it's time of namaz, salah, right? And they are doing anything, having fun and this and that. Like, let's say it's a gathering of, friends or whatever, and they do not remember it's azan time, it's namaz, and you miss it. You just sit with them and you talk and all. So I think at the end of the day, what gives peace inside within your heart is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as in Quran, it's mentioned, verily, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest.
Mm-hmm.
So when you remember Allah, when you have that remembrance of, when you have that, actually, what word would you call it, Masuve?
Just remembrance.
Remembrance, but I think that when you have that satisfaction in your heart of Allah, I think you just, no matter how crowded that room is, you won't feel lonely. You might feel lonely as not being seen by the people, but you know deep down that you're on the right place.
But this is a really good point. Like, even we have it in some of the narrations. It's actually one of the texts that we read as our prayers in Dua Kumail, that actually, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he is talking to God and telling him that I can tolerate everything, but I can even tolerate the fire. But how would I tolerate you not having me in your eyes, you not looking at me? How would I tolerate the mere thinking, the thought of you not looking at me, not considering me? And this is the major point that we have to remember. Sometimes we have loneliness in this world. Sometimes we get isolated. But if we have that connection, and I heard it even from one of the scholars that probably it was the narrations of one of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salams, that said, if I'm alone with the Holy Book of Quran, then this is not loneliness. So I have God by my side.
That's so nice. Actually, it brought a smile on my face, and I'm really happy to think about it. And we human beings need reminders. Mm-hmm. And I hope we would write this, for example, somewhere that we could see again and again that the deepest connection that a human can make is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed.
So yes, we are living in the digital era, but that doesn't mean we forget the basic root that we have. Human beings are social, true. Social media is adding to that sociability, and you can still be more sociable than before. But the point that we need to remember forever is the idea that you shouldn't be too much engaged with the hustles and bustles and all the phony and flashy things from this digital zone that has been created for you and have been specifically designed for you. With different interests that you have, you would be attracted to it. But the thing is that you shouldn't be distracted from the right path.
And I would like to say something, because we talked a lot bad about family gatherings. I'd like to say, I know that it gets, you know, sometimes very tiring, but it's a must to visit them. Every now and then, of course not, you know, that constant, because, yeah, of course, we're going to get bored with some of them, to be honest, but it's still very important to check out on them and to visit them. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we increase some of our social skills and communication skills, it's going to be a lot easier and a lot welcoming. And now that I am an adult, I think that for my new family, I'll try my best to create an environment for my teenager, for my kids to feel safe, accepted, and loved within the family and relatives.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because right now that we're adult, I am happy to confess as well that I would, if I go back, I would probably be a part of those gatherings. Why? Because I think that would improve some of the skills that you really need living in the world, interacting with people. You need to have the tolerance of the opposite ideas, for example, of the nagging people.
Yes.
You need to build and establish such skills in yourself.
Because after all, family and relatives are a small example of the bigger society out there.
Exactly, yeah. Your final point, Sister Hadisa.
So I personally think that as we talked about all of the points of how would we feel in a crowded room, I think one of the points that I really, really prefer, you know, and talking about is that my focus would be definitely on this point, that no matter where we are, no matter what is the gathering, no matter if it's people of our age, or if it's a family gathering, if it's strangers gathering, I would personally think that throughout my experience, deep down, you have to be connected with Allah. And I think that when you're connected with Allah, when you have that remembrance in your heart, you would not feel lonely, because a feeling of loneliness comes from not being seen. And when you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, you feel seen more than ever. No matter how many people you have around yourself, no matter if there's one or 100 or zero, you feel absolutely seen. So it is really difficult to really practically come to this point, but I think we all need to really come to this level of faith in our hearts. Mm-hmm. When we have a high level of faith, we have high level of compassion, we have high level of passion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance, we feel we do not need anybody else to see
us. Yeah, so if I want to wrap it all up, I would say that the concept of belonging, which we started previously and then we ended in today's episode, was all a food for your thought, a trigger probably for you to think more about your relationships that you have in the social media and as well in the outer world around yourself, how the two of them are similar to each other and in what ways you connect to both of them. If you find the ways, if you find details about each of these relationships that you have built, then probably you would know yourself more and more. And I think this was all for today. I hope you have enjoyed that. Until another episode of Back to Reality, I leave you to God's never sleeping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.